Dr. Olivero is dictating for May the 14th, 2024. The first patient is David Wilson. The last name is W-I-L-S-O-N. First name is David. This is the clinical case of a 74-year-old white male that is following the practice for CKD stage 4. Period. The patient was showing significant deterioration of the kidney function. The serum creatinine was elevated at more than 3.4 milligrams per deciliter, and the proteinuria was 950 milligrams per gram of creatinine. In that context, we decided to start the patient on Jardiance 10 milligrams on a daily basis because there was a drastic change in the proteinuria from 500 milligrams to 920 milligrams per gram of creatinine. We monitored the kidney function after 2 weeks of the change, and we noticed that the serum electrolytes remained the same. The creatinine went up to 3.5. We continue to give the medication, and today he comes for a follow-up. Interestingly, on May the 8th, the protein creatinine ratio went down to 257 and the albumin creatinine ratio down to 171. The serum creatinine is 3.2, the estimated GFR is 20, the BUN is 40. Period. There are some episodes of symptomatic hypotension that we are going to address. Following number, the patient has anemia that is most likely associated to the above mentioned processes. We are going to monitor that anemia, and we are going to make the recommendations according to the results obtained. Following number, there is some degree of benign prostatic hypertrophy. We delayed emptying of the urinary bladder, but not to the point that we have to intervene. Following number, arterial hypertension. This hypertension, according to the blood pressure log, and knowing that we added the Jardiance 10 milligrams daily, he continues to take the furosemide 20. The body weight remains about the same. However, there is a determination of blood pressure of 69 over 49 on the 11th of May. And in the morning and throughout the day was around 107 over 72. On the 12th, there was another determination that was 62 over 43, and yesterday was in the morning 80 over 58. Taking into consideration that this hypotension could make an impact in the kidney function, we are going to decrease the administration of carvedilol to 12.5 milligrams POVID. The patient was taking 25 BID. We continue to monitor it. He's going to drop the blood pressure logs in the office. Following number, hyperlipidemia, that is under control. he had a remote history of type 2 diabetes that hasn't been not out of control. Following number count that is under control, and he had a history of stroke in the past. Following number morbid obesity of body weight 266 pounds. I emphasize the patient the need for him to change the way the diet is, transferring to a plant-based diet and a very low, if any, animal source of protein. We will reevaluate the case in 2 months with laboratory workup. However, since he is unstable, we are going to ask him to give us a call if he notices any changes or if he is not feeling well.